Support and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic, Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. And now, Capital Classic basketball tournament action here on WAKO.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Lawrenceville High School Gymnasium, the site tonight of Lawrenceville Indian basketball as the Indians take on the Marshall Lions in the second game of the second session of the Basketball Capital Classic here at Lawrenceville. I'm Steve Anderson. Brett Hartman is alongside. One game already complete here. It was Tuitopolis running its record to 2-0 as they defeated the Fairfield Mules 58-43. So T-Town in good shape with regard to this tournament at the Lawrenceville site, going 2-0 now, while Marshall is at 1-1, Fairfield is at 1-1, and the Indians are at 0-1 on the year. Marshall also at 0-1, so the loser of this contest will be 0-2. The winner will be 1-1. So Tuitopolis in pretty good shape after their big win. Brett Hartman is alongside. Brett, T-Town dismantled Fairfield. Good Fairfield ball club, surprisingly easy, 58-43.
Oh wow, that's a tall order as Fairfield Mules put it on the Tribe just earlier today. So T-Town looking tough once again, Steve, as they traditionally are.
Indians will have their starting lineup same as earlier today with Christian Beeman in place of the injured Blaine Winningham. Winningham with a shoulder injury, and he will not be in the starting lineup for the Lawrenceville Indians here. Here's the Marshall starting lineup. The Lions coached by Tim Pearson. They have number 20, Jacob Schaffner. He's a 6-foot sophomore guard. Also number 22, Marcus Downs, a 6'4 junior. Jesse Burdick, number 23. He is a 6'7 sophomore. He'll be in the starting lineup. Number 33, Cole Boyer, a 6'3 senior. And Isaac Wood, a junior, 6'2 junior, number 34. So for Marshall, Schaffner, Downs, Burdick, Boyer, and also Wood. For the Indians, as I mentioned before, same starting lineup as earlier today. Connor Odell, number 3, the 5'9 junior. Christian Beeman, number 4, the 5'11 sophomore. Zeus Marsh in the starting lineup, the 6'2 junior, number 10. Ryan Moore also in the starting lineup. He is a 6'2 senior, number 24, and Jordan Jones, the 5'11 sophomore, number 32. So Odell, Beeman, Marsh, Moore, and Jones for the Indians of Randy Bishop. Again, both teams 0-1 after losing earlier today. Indians lost to Fairfield 65-48, while Marshall an easy winner. I should say Tuitopolis an easy winner over Marshall 60-33. Indians will be the home team in the home whites here on their home floor, as it should be. And Marshall will be in the red traveling uniforms with white numerals on the white trim. So a battle of red and white here in this contest. Glad you're with us for the second Indian game of the season. Who will get their first win of the year? Coming up here momentarily. Zeus Marsh jumping up against Schaffner. The tap is controlled by the Lions. Here's a working down low shot up, no good, but a rebound shot up, no good. And Marshall taps it back out front. They had a couple of good chances inside. Now a jumper from the outside by Wood is no good. And out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball. So some good shots in the middle there by Marshall, but nothing would fall. And an outside jumper and the ball out of bounds, Indian basketball. Across the timeline they come, Indians in a man-to-man. Or I should say Marshall in the man-to-man against the Indians. Odell on the left wing on the dribble. And he throws it away. Feeds it right to Harry Lowe walking into the gymnasium. The former Indian great on the receiving end of that pass. 7:25 to go here in the opening quarter. Across the timeline come the Lions. They feed it top of the key to Schaffner. And in the middle now, a shot up and no good, but a block against the Indians. Cole Boyer going strong to the hole. The 6'3 senior, and he was fouled and will go to the line for Lion free throws.
And that foul was on Ryan Moore down low.
No score here early on. Here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Lawrenceville side. Free throw by Moore is, I should say, by Boyer is no good. So the score is 0-0 here. The free throw on its way, good. Boyer with a free throw, and it's 1-0 in favor of the Lions. Lavelle across the timeline for the Indians. Left side on the wing to Jones. Now to Moore. Moore dribbles top of the key off to Beeman. Right side to go to Marsh. Zeus, long three-pointer on the way, is off the mark. Long rebound, battle for, out of bounds. And last touch by the Indians. It'll stay at the Marshall end, the far end, as we view it here at LHS. Tim Pearson, the veteran coach of the Marshall Lions, watches as Marsh takes it on the dribble, sets a screen, top of the key for Odell, right side to Beeman on the wing. 6:45 to go, opening quarter, 1-0. There's a steal by the Lions, steal by Marcus Downs, and they feed it underneath, a shot up and in by Boyer. Boyer has all three of the points early here for Marshall, and it's 3-0 Lions. 6:30 to go here in the opening quarter in a battle of these youthful ball clubs. A lot of youth on both teams. Ryan Moore on the dribble, top of the key, now to Beeman, right side. They leave it off for Marsh. Zeus now to Moore, left side on the wing to Odell. Dribbles top of the key. Now off to Beeman, right side to Jones. Jones looks for his screen, can't find one. Now down the lane he comes, and we have a push charged on the Lions.
Looks like that one was on Schaffner. It's his first foul of the evening, Steve.
6:07 to go here in the opening quarter. 3-0 in favor of the Lions. Indians inbounding. Marsh out front left side to Moore on the wing. Moore will now leave it off for Odell. The Indians will set up an offensive play. 6 minutes to go here, opening quarter. Jones on the dribble, left side to Moore. Moore leaves it off now, top of the key for Marsh. Zeus down the lane, double team, cut off. Back to Jones out front. Jones top of the key. Fall away, is off the mark, no good. Rebound fought for down low by Beeman. Off of him and out of bounds. It'll be Marshall basketball. 5:42 to go, opening quarter, 3-0 Lions. Across the timeline, comes Marshall's Isaac Wood, and they throw it away.
That is Marshall's, yep, Marshall's first turnover of the evening. The Lawrenceville Indians with two turnovers so far.
Odell across the timeline on the dribble in the left corner to Jones. Now top of the key to Marsh. Marsh to Beeman. Beeman between the circles, right side deep on the wing to Odell. Looks to the middle, fires to Moore. Moore down the lane, cut off. Top of the key, Odell. Jumper on the way, off the mark, no good. Rebound brought down by Downs of Marshall. Now a two-on-one break at the other end, and the Lions score. Up and in by Wood. Nice fast break there by the Lions, and they've reeled off five straight to start the game and lead 5-0. Beeman on the right side dribble, and the ball slapped away, but a reach-in foul charged against Marshall.
Now, though Odell missed that shot, that's where they want him shooting from, the top of the key there. That's where he's most comfortable when he's shooting outside. This is a good shot for the Indians, just didn't convert. See if they can't get him that shot more often.
Beeman back out front to Odell. Now top of the key to Moore, left side on the wing to Marsh. Zeus working against the defense of Jesse Burdick at 6'7". Right side on the wing to Jones. Thought about a long jumper, doesn't take it. Now off to Beeman. Beeman dribbles to the top of the key, lets a long jumper go. It's off the mark. Long rebound run down by Marshall. Quickly up floor they come. The other end, shot up and no good. Taken there by Downs. And coming out with a loose ball is Marsh. Tries to flip it to Odell down floor, but over his head and out of bounds. Turnover on the Indians. And we have a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. Going to be a timeout coming up here for the Lawrenceville head coach. 30-second timeout, 4:24 to go here in the first quarter. Is Marshall 5, Lawrenceville nothing. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Lawrence County's choice for your funeral and memorial needs. I am Melinda Young, and along with my parents, Steve and Judy Cunningham, as the only second-generation family-owned funeral home in Lawrence County, we understand the value of family. In times of loss, you need someone looking out for your emotional and financial needs. We will help you make the best decisions for you and your loved ones. Cunningham Young Funeral Home, for your family's funeral, memorial, and monument needs. Allow us to talk with you about your pre-need plans too.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Lawrenceville Indian basketball on Light 103. The Indians trail 5-0 here. Coming off of a timeout. 55-54, Mount Carmel edging Salem at Bridgeport. The Red Hill Salukis will be playing Ollie there momentarily. Here, it's 5-0. Marshall, Lions with the ball off that timeout. 4:10 to go here in the opening quarter. Top of the key and a bumping foul charged against Jones. The Indians bumping against Marcus Downs. Second team foul on the Indians here in this first quarter play. And he comes in the corner to Downs. They lob it down low underneath to Burdick.
Oh, yeah.
Shot up, no good. And the rebound comes to Odell.
Marsh with the big block down low there.
Here is in the lane, Moore, turnaround, little hook shot in the lane by Moore is up and in. The first basket for the night for the Indians belongs to Ryan Moore. 5-2, Marshall, jumper by Burdick is off the mark, rebounded by an Indian substitute into the game. That's Noah Weger coming off the bench. Now the Indians turn it over. Well, Weger, number 15, is a 6'1 sophomore. You mentioned a lot of youth on these. Both these ball clubs. Marshall with a couple of sophomores playing and a junior, a couple of juniors. Indians with plenty of youth on the floor as well. 3:33 to go, opening quarter play, top of the key. Two Downs in the middle. Burdick, his fall away is rolls through. Jesse Burdick with the basket. And it's 7-2, Marshall by 5. Jones on the baseline, left side off to Moore. Moore on the baseline, shot up, too hard off glass. Rebound brought down by Burdick of Marshall. Leaves it off now for Isaac Wood, and he'll bring it across the timeline. 3:05 to go, opening quarter. 7-2, Marshall. Burdick guarded by Marsh on the deep left wing. And we have a foul away from the ball charged against Marshall. Number 20, Jacob Schaffner, throwing an elbow away from the play, got caught, and so the Indians have it.
And that's good news for the Indians. That's already Schaffner's second foul. We've got 2:57 left to go in the first period. Also want to say that Coach Randy Bishop brought in Taylor Osmond off the bench early on in this one. Let's see if he can't make an impact.
Indians with the ball, Jones. Dill Weger, right side on the wing to Marsh. In the middle now to Jones. Fall away, off glass and in. Jordan Jones with the nice bank off the glass. His first hoop of the night. Indians trail 7-4. The Lions back out front to Wood. Wood dribbles between the defenders. Feeds it in the right corner to Downs. Tries to take the baseline. Feeds it out now. Loose ball out of bounds off of the Lions. And it'll be Indian basketball. Turnover on Marshall. Indians trail by 3. 2:18 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Now into the game. Kyle Sanders for Marshall, number 32. Off the bench for Tim Pearson. Odell feeds it to Osmond, the high post on the deep right wing. Now off to Jones. He lets a long jumper go. It's off the mark. And the rebound control by Boyer of the Lions. Quickly up to Burdick. Burdick feeds it on the baseline, left side to Downs. Downs has the ball tipped away and intercepted by Osmond. Interception by the Indians, Osmond up to Odell. Left side to Weger. Feeds it to Marsh. Zeus in the corner. Back out to Weger on the wing. Top the key to Odell. Right side on the wing to Jones. Looks to the middle. Feeds it left side to Marsh, fakes. Left side to Odell on the wing. Now back to Weger. In the right corner to Marsh. Top of the key, Odell. Down the lane he comes. Feeds it in the corner. Weger, top of the key to Marsh. Odell on the wing. The Indians trying to work the ball side to side and into the middle, but Marshall doing a good job of clogging up those passing lanes. Here's Marsh feeding into the corner to Odell, left side. Back out on the wing, and the Indians will reload with a minute 10 to go. First quarter trailing by 3-7-4. Top of the key to Osmond.
Osmond not ready.
Wasn't ready for that pass. Now Burdick intercepts. He scores.
Bad foul by Marsh.
And a chance at a three-point play.
Another turnover there by the Tribe. That's their fourth on the evening. Taylor Osmond just was not looking for the ball. He's looking to set the pick. Goes right in the hands of Burdick. Burdick gets the nice fast break. Marsh with, you know, with, he could have saved that one. You know, you only get five. But nonetheless, Burdick's at the line, shooting one.
Completes the three-point play. And it is 10-4. Marshall by six. 59 seconds to go, opening quarter here at the Basketball Capital Classic, game two of the evening session. Here's Beeman on the right wing. Cut off there. Top of the key to Osmond at the high post. Looks for a guard to get it to. Finds Jones. Now right side on the wing to Marsh. 40 seconds to go. 10-4. Marshall. Wager. Top of the key now. Right side to Beeman on the wing. Now left side, the ball tipped away, almost intercepted by Burdick. There's a shot no good by Marsh from the left side. And with the loose ball comes the Lions. Cole Boyer leaves it off for Wood, and Marshall will hold for a final shot if they so desire. 15 seconds to go, 10-4. The Lions on top here. Top of the key to Sanders. Now a long jumper by Wood is good. A three ball by Wood. Isaac Wood, the first three of the night. And that ends the first quarter of play. Here in Lawrenceville, our score after one quarter of play is Marshall 13 and the Indians 4. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is Lawrence County's only pharmacist-owned and operated pharmacy. Owners Ernie and Sue Rolls are in-store daily to meet your needs. They will answer your questions in-store or by phone. No annoying press 1, press 2, phone automation. Scott's also has Dispill packaging, blood pressure checks, and programs to keep you healthy. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. 208 Main Street in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
Ford's Photography would love the opportunity to experience and capture all of your special memories. From senior portraits to family sessions to your child's first pictures, Ford's remains the trusted name in professional photography. Now is the perfect time to schedule an outside portrait session. Call Ford's Photography at 812-886-6949 and ask their creative team for session availabilities. Or visit their studio, 2009 Hart Street in the Memoring Plaza. Fords is also online at FordsPhotographyStudio.com.
Here we are back at Lawrenceville High School. Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, Indians trail after one quarter play, 13-4, 7:54 to go, second quarter play. Indians with the ball off the quarter break. Here's Noah Wager still in the game. Left side on the wing to Marsh. Zeus on the dribble. Feeds it in the middle to Beeman. Beeman underneath has the ball blocked away. And out of bounds, it'll be Indian basketball underneath their own hoop.
Good pass there by the cutting, good pass there by Marsh to see the cutting Beeman. Want to thank a couple of our sponsors, People State Bank, your community bank, and Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, now offering full-time cardiology just a heartbeat away.
Top of the key to Wager, thought about the jumper from there, feeds it to Marsh on the wing, and it's intercepted. Burdick heading to the other end. Burdick to the hole, lays it up and in. Burdick, he's got good mobility for a big guy.
Absolutely, he does.
And it's 15-4, an 11-point Marshall lead.
And he's giving the Tribe everything they can take.
Knocked away from Marsh, but he gets it back out front now to Wager in the lane. He puts it up, no good. Rebound fought for. Osmond battling down low, and a foul over the back on Marshall. Good board work there by Taylor Osmond.
Absolutely. Got to come in the game and make an impact, and he's done that so far. See how he does on these free throws. I know that the coach has been practicing.
Free throw up and no good off the back iron. Congratulations to Lawrenceville Lady Indians. They won today at the McLeansboro-Hamilton County Tournament, winning over Bluford by a score of 49-43. Tad Schick's ball club. Free throw up and in by Osmond. One out of two for Taylor. And he'll check out of the game, replaced by Ryan Moore. And also into the game is Tool, Skylar Tool, 5'10 sophomore for the Indians. Marshall with the lead, 15-5. 7:05 to go here in the opening quarter of play. Second quarter play, I should say, opening half. Marshall feeding it down low on the baseline. Cut off there. Back out front for a long jumper. And it's off the mark. Almost bounced through. Rebounded up and no good. Tapped up and in.
Burdick.
By Burdick. Jesse Burdick. They list him at 6'7". I don't think he's quite that tall, but he's tall enough to make a difference there. He's got 9 now. It's 17-5. Marshall. Wager near the half line. Feeds it in the middle and threw it away. Turnover on the Indians.
Fifth turnover on the evening for the Tribe so far. And Mr. Burdick, Jesse Burdick, has given the Tribe everything that they can handle down low. Like you said, Steve, he's probably not 6'7", but he's tall enough to give these boys some trouble. 9 points already on the evening. That's 6.5 left to go in the first half.
Indians have 5 turnovers and 5 points. It's never good when your turnovers are equal to your points or exceed your points.
Yeah.
17-5, jumper top of the key, off the mark by Wood, rebounded by Jones, but it's thrown away. And Marshall with it again in the lane, shot up, way off the mark, taken there by Ethan Harper. And now a foul charged on the Marshall Lions. So it'll be Indian basketball. Play resumes here with 6:10 to go. Second quarter, 17-5. Indians trail 13-4 after one quarter of play. Odell on the right baseline, cut off there. As the ball stripped away, they throw a long down floor, and Marshall messes it up. And getting back to play defense, good defense is Jones. He was the last man there. Now the Indians break the other way. They feed it underneath, and a shot up, and no good. Missed in there by Moore off of a good pass from Zeus Marsh. Moore missing a good opportunity there. Now a long jumper from the left side. Off the mark by the Lions, and the Indians break Jones with the rebound. Across the timeline to Marsh, left corner to Odell. 5:27 to go, second quarter. Indians trailing 17-5, top of the key, Moore. Down the lane, he comes right side, throws it up there. He tried to go between two men, it went out of bounds. And it will be Indian basketball.
Interesting move there by Ryan Moore. He hits him with the pump fake. Dribbles into two defenders, tries to go up to draw the foul, and ball just slides on out of bounds.
Timeout wanted by Randy Bishop, going to be a full one-minute break. We'll take a minute break, 5:17 to go in the second quarter. Marshall 17, Lawrenceville 5. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, Indian Hoops, Basketball Capital Classic. First night, second session here at Lawrenceville. Again, if you're just joining us, Tuitopolis beat Fairfield in the early game, 58-43 to go to 2-0 in the tournament. They're in good shape, the wooden shoes, heading into action tomorrow. Meanwhile, in this game, it is Marshall on top, Indians inbounding. Tool looking to get it in. Has the ball deflected away and able to get it in himself. Able to catch his own pass, an errant pass off of a Marshall defender. Odell out front between the circles on the dribble. Feeds it in the corner to Tool. On the dribble, right side. Now feeds it in the middle now to Moore. Moore trying to burrow his way to the basket. Loses the ball. He's trapped underneath the hoop. Tries to force his way up and in. And I think he was hacked and fouled. Lucky. Ryan Moore in a precarious spot there.
He's feisty, too, down low. Throwing his bows around a little bit, trying to cause some space. And he drew the foul.
Zeus Marshall inbound for the Indians underneath their own hoop. 17-5 out front to Moore, top of the key, between the circles. Leaves it off for Odell. Indians will go into an offensive set. Odell works it right side on the wing. Ball knocked away, recovers near the top of the circle. Now right side to Toole, looking down low for Marsh, trying to battle for position. Now they feed it into him, a bounce pass, and he's bumped and fouled over the back by Cole Boyer. Boyer and Zeus Marsh down low, really doing battle.
Definitely battling out there for low post position. I think what's happening right now with the Indians' offense, not a lot of movement. They're trying to post up Moore and with Zeus, but with Zeus, you got to kind of create plays for him. He's not going to be a guy that's going to be able to post up for you.
Zeus Marsh at the line for the Indians. He had 15, according to the official book in that first game. One of three Indians in double digits. And the loss. The throw on its way and off, no good. Rebound controlled by Marshall. Isaac Wood will bring it across the timeline. Dribbles right side. Now in the left corner, they feed it underneath. Here's a shot too far underneath and missed by Ethan Harper of Marshall. And we have a foul charged. Nope. Looks like it's going to be Marshall ball underneath their own hoop as they'll retain possession. Foul was charged against the Indians.
Jordan Jones enters back into the game for Connor Odell.
Foul was on Toole, his first. Indians' seventh team foul here in this, I should say fourth team foul here in this first half. Now interception by Moore off to Beeman. Beeman at the other end takes it all the way, and he scores. And a chance at, whoop, they wave it
charge.
Off.
Charge. Yep. He was out of control when he went up, and the player had his feet set. Charge on Beeman.
Good aggressive play, though. I mean, he had a break. Might as well try to score.
Absolutely. You got to go to the rack.
Wood across the timeline. Side on the wing. To Marcus Downs. Now back out front to Downs. Wood in the right corner in front of us here to Jaden Wallace. His jumper is off the mark. No good. And Moore, a solid rebound for the Indians. Brings it up for himself between the circles. Right side on the wing to Beeman. Christian has the ball knocked away, recovered out front by Jones. 3:34 to go here, second quarter. Low scoring affair, at least on the Indian side of things. They only have 5 points, a little over a quarter and a half of basketball. Here's Beeman down the lane, forces it up there, no good. Burdick sweeps the board clean for Marshall. Now off to Wallace. Jaden Wallace in the corner to Harper. Harper floats it across to Wood. Now back to Harper on the baseline underneath. Shot is no good as Marcus Downs went strong to the glass, the 6'4 junior, and he was fouled and went ahead of the line for Lion free throws.
That one also on Toole. That'll bring RJ Nelms into the game after the shot.
Free throw up and no good by Downs. Nelms in and Beeman out for the Indians. Second free throw off the mark. And Marsh with the loose ball for the Indians. Quickly up floor. Nelms on the left wing. RJ looks for Marsh. Zeus has it on the deep left wing. Now in the middle down to Moore. Moore back out front between the circles to Toole. Off to Nelms on the right wing. Picked up out there man-to-man by Isaac Wood of Marshall. Jones guarded by Downs, top of the key, double team. Zeus goes right through it and scores on a little jumper at the free throw line. Zeus Marsh with the hoop.
His first points on the evening.
And the Indians trail 17-7. 2:25 to go, second quarter play. Downs, right side to Wallace. Back out to Wood. Right side, long jumper by Wallace off the mark, no good. Tapped up and no good by Burdick. fighting for the rebound underneath is Harper, and he is fouled and will go to the line for Lion free throws. So it's good board work there by the Lions right here in front of us. 2:10 to go here in the second quarter. 17-7. Non-shooting foul. Well, 1-1 coming up here as Wager gets set to check back in for the Indians. And replace Zeus Marsh in the lineup. 2:10 to go here in the second quarter of play. Battle of red and white here, the Indians and the Marshall Lions. Free throw on its way and no good. Loose ball run down by Nelms, throws it away. A cross court pass intercepted by Woods, and he loses the dribble out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. Lucky break there for the Tribe. Marshall didn't have numbers at the other end, and they threw it away. 2 minutes to go exactly, second quarter, 17-7. Indians trailing. Jones in the left corner on the dribble to the wing. Back out to Toole. Toole on the dribble, top of the key, leaves it off for Nelms. Nelms in the right corner to Jones. Feeds it on the baseline, left side to Wager, in the middle to Moore, fakes. Throws the ball too hard off glass, down the lane. Rebounded by Nelms. Tries to turn and force it up, and he's called for a travel.
Turnover number 9 on the evening for the Tribe. 9 turnovers, 7 points, 1:35 left to go here in the first half.
17-7. So we've been on 17 for a long time for Marshall. And the Indians haven't done much in scoring wise either. Almost interception by Nelms there, but they save it down low to Harper. Underneath down to Burdick, back out to Wallace. His jumper off the mark, no good. And the rebound tapped out of bounds. It'll be Indian basketball. It's Toole back in for Nelms. Randy Bishop juggles his lineup also into the game. For the Indians is Cale Powell, the 5'11 sophomore. So Randy Bishop trying to find some sort of a combination that'll give him some points. They only have 7, the Indians do, with a minute to go here in the second quarter. Jones jumper, long jumper from the right side off the mark. And rebounded by Marshall, and they'll take their time with 54 seconds to go in the period. Into Wallace in the corner, back out front to Wood. Left side on the wing to Downs. Now to Wood, double team to Downs as the Indians chase all over the floor. Harper underneath the Burdick, fakes, shoots, and missed it. But he was fouled by Ryan Moore underneath. Pretty good ball movement there by Marshall. Finally finding Burdick down low. Jesse Burdick, a sophomore for the Marshall Lions. His free throw is on its way and no good.
Ryan Moore's going to take a seat with 39 seconds to go here. He's got 3 fouls in the first half. Zeus Marshall will replace him. And Taylor Osman is not yet ready to come in.
39.1 seconds to go here. Jesse Burdick at the line. Now Osman checks in for Powell. Takes a seat on the Indian bench. Jesse Burdick. Free throw on its way. Good. Burdick now with double digits. 10 of the 18 points he has. 34 seconds to go. Down the lane, Toole. Left side to Jones. Back out on the wing to Wager. Almost gave it away. Now the ball knocked away from Toole. Loose ball off of the Indian player and out of bounds right in front of Randy Bishop. 24.2 seconds to go. The Lions will inbound their offensive end right in front of the Indian bench. And Randy Bishop, and it comes to Isaac Wood across the timeline. The ball kicked out of bounds by Jordan Jones of the Indians.
Good foot-eye coordination there by Jones. I never had that. I didn't play soccer growing up.
And it comes to Harper, back to Wallace. Right side to Wood, 15 seconds to go. Wood double-teamed, throws it back to Downs. Jumper, no good from the outside by the Lions. Rebounded up and in. Not for sure who that was.
It was Ethan Harper.
Ethan Harper, and there's a long jumper. And the first half comes to a close. So Harper with a basket, and that's the last points before the end of the first half of play. And at the end of one half of play here in Lawrenceville at the Capital Classic, first night, second game, it is at halftime. Marshall Lions 20 and the Lawrenceville Indians 7. We're back with the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report coming up in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
I'm Gene Allen. I'm the clinic practice manager at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital Primary Care Clinic. One thing I think sets apart our clinic is, you know, even though our physicians have their own practice, they're one clinic. So, you know, if you call to get in and, you know, that doctor's out or their schedule's full, then you have the access to get into one of our other providers to get care that day. You know, we try to look at community needs, and one of the needs was our acute care clinic that we added. That gives people access that might work during the day, and that gives them access to health care in the evenings and on the weekends. We've also added a pain clinic, which was a need in our community. So we're looking to grow, and we're looking to get better, and our physicians and providers, mid-levels, they work very, very well with one another. And we try to make it a family atmosphere when we go in there. We want you to be comfortable with your care. We want you to be comfortable with our providers.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Your favorites continue on Light 103 WAKO-FM Lawrenceville Vincennes, a DLC media radio station.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People Save Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People Save Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People Save Bank, your community bank.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, time for the Lawrence County Memorial Halftime Report. Here at halftime, it's all Marshall thus far as they lead here at halftime of game two of the night session. First night of the Capital Classic Lawrenceville site, 20-7. Marshall led 13-4 after one quarter, 27 here at the break. Neither ball club exactly burning it up offensively, but Marshall with the better of the play other than the Indians.
So far, let's run through some statistics. We'll start with Marshall as they have the lead. Jesse Burdick, leading scorer of the game so far with 10 points. Cole Boyer contributing 3. Isaac Wood with 5 of his own with a 3-pointer. And Ethan Harper, 2 points as well off an offensive rebound. For the Indians, Zeus Marsh has 3 points. Ryan Moore has 2 points. And Jordan Jones also 2 points. So they're not really spreading the scoring around for the Tribe. I think they need to maybe put a little more motion into their offense, create some shots for guys like Ryan Moore, for Zeus Marsh, and for Jordan Jones. I also think maybe Jordan Jones might need to be the primary ball handler, as he's got a little more experience than Odell does on the varsity level, Steve.
So again, it's 20-7 here at halftime. Indians trail the Marshall Lions. Again, if you're just joining us earlier, to a topless over Fairfield, 58-43. You understand over at Bridgeport at Red Hill. In game one, it was Mount Carmel edging Salem in a tight contest. 55-54, Mount Carmel in good shape over in Bridgeport as they're 2-0. And Tua Topless is also at 2-0, two of the favorites to win the tournament. Marshall, Mount Carmel, the defending Capital Classic tournament champions. They beat Marshall in the title game last year. But it looks like Mount Carmel and Tua Topless are in the driver's seat heading into action tomorrow. So Mount Carmel over Salem, 55-54. Again, here at halftime, it is 20-7, Marshall on top. You'll be listening to the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital halftime report. We're back in 3 minutes with the second half of action. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work and school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Are you the one that's always prepared, always thinking ahead? Then you're probably the one who's done your homework and compared Citizens National Bank of Albion's zero to low fees to the other banks. There's a reason we're one of the fastest growing financial institutions in the area. We take a no fluff, no nonsense approach to banking. Come in and talk to one of our customer service professionals and go over your banking products and services and compare fees. You'll be glad you did.
Citizens National Bank of Albion, no better banking, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Bo's Pizza can spice up your night with some hot Italian beef.
Sandwich, that is.
Have you ever tried the legendary breadsticks at Larry Bob's Pizza in Lawrenceville?
You mean those great, garlicky, buttery breadsticks that only Bob's can bring you?
Yes, and Bob's will bring it to you in your home. You can stop in or have your favorite specialty pizza delivered, or stick with the classic fruit. Call 943-2612 for delivery or carryout at Bo's Pizza in Lawrenceville on State Street. Call 618-943-2612.
Cardiology services are now available full-time at Carl Richland Memorial Hospital in Olney. Dr. Prem Guy is board certified in both cardiology and nuclear cardiology and has more than 25 years of experience. He provides consultations in the clinic setting, as well as inpatient and emergency department consultations. He also offers a variety of non-invasive diagnostic procedures for heart conditions. Call 618-392-1139 for appointments.
Wabash Valley Service Company is your local energy supplier. We offer all of your fuel and lubricant needs. Our premium Diesel X Gold is the industry leader. It provides a second to none additive package to make your engine run at peak performance. Are you getting that from your current fuel? Our Fast Stop south of the tracks accepts credit cards, and we also offer commercial charge accounts. Don't forget about FS Propane. Safe, reliable, and efficient. Give us a call at 943-3208.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman, Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103. The Indians trail the Marshall Lions here at halftime, 20-7. Coming up tomorrow, we'll have more action from the Capital Classic, day two. We have Lawrenceville against Tua Topless here on Light 103 at 11:30 tomorrow. Tua Topless, as we mentioned earlier, 2-0 in the tournament. They'll be looking to go 3-0 and make their way to the championship game. Tomorrow, the first game here is Marshall against Fairfield. That'll be at 10 o'clock. Indians at Tua Topless at 11:30. And then we'll have action four games in the championship session at Red Hill High School tomorrow afternoon, beginning with a seventh place game at 3:30, fifth place at 5 o'clock, third place at 6:30, first place at 8 o'clock. And again, those pairings still to be determined. But Tuitopolis and Mount Carmel both are in good shape to make their way to that championship game, unless they stumble tomorrow.
On a collision course, so to speak.
Yep. Two best teams, two favorites. Indians late getting out of the locker room after hearing from head coach Randy Bishop. Only 19 seconds to go till we begin the third quarter play. Again, the Lady Indians winning tonight at the Hamilton County Lady Foxes Tournament, 49-43. Tad Schick's ball club is now 3-2, and they're overall 2-1 at that tournament. Wins earlier this week, over a win over Galatia on Monday, a loss to host Hamilton County on Tuesday. Tournament was dark until today, and the Lady Indians beat Bluford Weber 49-43. Ready to go with the second half. Glad you're with us. Second game of the Indian season. 22-7 is the score here as we begin the third quarter play. Lions have the ball and the lead.
I'd like to see an aggressive Indians defense start out. There we go. Turnover.
And that was Wager stepping right in there. Noah Wager heads to the right baseline, cut off, feeds it to the middle, but it's knocked away and intercepted. Intercepted by the Lions, Jacob Schaffner. Now off to Isaac Wood, and the Lions go on the attack. Double team, they throw cross court. Now down to Burdick on the right left baseline, lays it up short. Rebound brought down by Moore. Outlet pass to Wager, quickly up floor. In the middle to Marsh, right side to Jones. Jones feeds it out front to Toole between the circles. Skylar Toole and Wager, two young players out there to start the second half. Long jumper by Jones, a three-pointer off of the screen. That's the first Indian three of the night. Jordan Jones has it. He has five, and it's 20-10. Indians trail by 10. They're in double digits now, scoring-wise. Double team. Burdick comes to help out. Feeds it left side. Wood, a jumper, is on the mark. On the wing from about 16 feet.
That's Isaac Wood's third basket on the evening.
Here is Moore in the middle. Against the double team, back out to Toole. Down the corner to Jones. Long jumper by Jones off the mark. Long rebound comes to Marshall. Comes to Schaffner. Schaffner trying to dribble away from pressure, and a reach-in foul charged against the Indians.
It's Wager's first foul. He had the reach in there. He's trying to get hold of that ball for the jump ball as the possession arrow is in their favor, but he grabbed the arm instead.
Lions on top here. 22-10, 6:27 to go, third quarter. Here at the Capital Classic Lawrenceville site. They feed down low to Burdick. There he is again, up and in. Burdick with another hoop as he continues his good night in the middle. 24-10. Toole out front, dribbling away from pressure. Down the lane he comes, throws it up there from 10, no good. Rebounded by Zeus, no good. And look at Wager get up there high, and he's fouled. Nice hops there by Noah Wager, battling down low.
Gotta love it when the sophomore comes off the bench and plays aggressively and makes a difference.
Yeah, 6'1". Not very tall, but he's right down there mixing it up. Free throw on its way. A high arcer is up and in. So he's in the books for the Indians.
And actually, when they came out of the locker room, though they did come out late, the first thing Zeus Morris did when he got out in front of us is he turned around to Wager and he said, "Let's go, man. Let's make this thing happen."
Second free throw is good. Roll through. 24-12. 12-point lead. Indians with a little trapping pressure. Zone trap. And Marshall feeds it through to the middle to Wood. Now on the left baseline to Burdick. Back up top of the key to Wood. And the Indians work their way back to the man-to-man. They feed it Burdick. Left side jumper off the left baseline, no good. Long rebound out to Wager, heads to the hole, lays it up, and in!
There we go.
And a chance at a three-point play. Nicely done there by Noah Wager.
Coach Randy Bishop has found a spark off of the bench to start out this second half, and Noah Wager. Great job by this young man to play aggressively.
24-14, Indians trail by 10. Trying to get a little run and get it under double digits, and they do. As he rolls it through. Five now for Noah Wager. And it's 24-15, a 9-point lead. Jones almost knocked it away. Recovered out there by Wood. Wood on the wing, double teams, feeds it down low underneath. Here's a shot up and no good by the Lions. Indians with the loose ball. Marsh on the right side, feeds it top of the key to Toole. Now to Wager on the left wing, back out front to Toole. Indians trail by 9 here. 24-15, 5-10 to go third quarter. Moore almost lost the ball, but Zeus has it on the right side. His jumper is off the mark on the baseline. And the Lions come up with a loose ball across the timeline. Wood down the lane, floats it up there, right side, no good. Burdick with the rebound, shot up, no good. There's a stick back by Downs. Marcus Downs with the basket, his first hoop of the night. And it's 26-15, back to an 11-point lead. 4:43 to go, third quarter of play. Now we have a foul away from the ball against
that'll be on Cole Marshall. Boyer.
So the Indians will inbound underneath their own hoop. 4:41 to go here in the third quarter. Substitute in for the Lions. Out of the game goes Boyer, placed in there by Kyle Sanders.
And no one is moving. There we go.
Tim Pearson, the head coach, making the move. Marsh in the right corner. Here's Jones down the lane. Feeds it left side to Wager. Now back out to Toole. And the Indians will go into an offensive set. Top of the key to Jones. Jumper in and out, no good. Tough shot there for Jones. And he had to go in and out. And at the other end, here's Burdick laying it up and in. And a blocking foul on the Indians. Jones could not handle that size down low. And I tell you, this Burdick kid, he can move for a big guy.
Burdick already with 14 points on the evening. Another big guy giving the Tribe some troubles. We saw, was it, I can't think of the kid's last name from the last game.
Shot up and good. Three-point play completed by Burdick.
It was Dagg in the last game that put up over 20 points on the Indians, and Burdick is well on his way to that total as well.
Here's Jones in the right corner, feeding it down low to Moore. Turn around, off glass, too hard by Ryan Moore, and the loose ball comes to Marshall. Wood across the timeline, down the lane, feeds it left side and off the hands and out of bounds. Sanders couldn't hold it on the left baseline. He wanted to shoot before he had the ball. It's hard to do.
Absolutely.
3:55 to go, third quarter. Toole across the timeline for the Indians. Tie post, the ball knocked away. Stolen away by Burdick, goes against Marsh, lays it up and in. Burdick having a big night for Marshall. 31-15, a 16-point Lions lead. 3:37 to go here in the third quarter. Toole bumped and fouled near the half line by Marcus Downs. Now the Lions, Indians will inbound near half court.
Looks like Downs' first foul. Quick update on the Indians. 11 turnovers so far on the evening.
Wager, right side to Marsh. And a foul away from the ball against the Indians. Turning it over.
That's another one. That's 12. The Marshall Lions have 5 turnovers so far, Steve. Both a little sloppy so far, but definitely winning the turnover battle is the Lions.
Indians again pressuring out front with Marsh on that zone trapping pressure.
It's out of bounds.
And that good. Was Isaac Wood, who bounced it on the sidelines, trying to bring the ball up floor, turning it over. Now Osman in and Moore out for the Indians. Randy Bishop juggles his lineup here, trying to find a combination.
He is definitely juggling it here in the second game. I think he's found a spark in Noah Wager.
There's Marsh throwing it away out front to Jacob Schaffner. He'll lay it up and in. Schaffner with a basket. I think that's his first hoop of the night.
Yep.
33-15. A 18-point lead. Now the ball knocked out of bounds.
Almost threw that one away as well. Burdick got his hand on it, but it went out of bounds.
The Indians will inbound at side court. And it comes to Wager. Takes the right baseline underneath. Feeds it back out to Jones on the wing. Feeds it now to Wager. His jumper right side off the mark. No good. And the long rebound comes out to Downs. Marshall off to Burdick. Burdick down the lane. Feeds it left side. Now underneath. Wide open. A shot too hard by Schaffner. And Osman with the loose ball for the Indians. Jones to the top of the key. Left side to Marsh. Zeus looking down low. Nothing happening there. Now back to Jones. Top of the key to Toole. Now to Wager and a timeout wanted by Randy Bishop. No movement there. And the head coach wants a timeout. 30-second break. 2:36 to go. Third quarter. It's Marshall 33, Lawrenceville 15. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Make plans for Sid's Place in Lawrenceville this Wednesday or Friday evening for their signature shredded beef tacos. Gather with the gang from work, the family, or invite someone new and introduce them to Sid's Tacos. Sid's begins serving their legendary tacos at 5 p.m. Central, but they're only available on Wednesdays and Fridays. And they're a deal, too, at only $3.75 each. Reserve a table in advance if you're bringing a group. You can also call ahead for to-go orders and use Sid's convenient pickup window. Sid's Place, 1802 11th Street in Lawrenceville, Illinois.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson and Brett Hartman. Indians break the huddle, trailing 33-15. Trying to claw their way back into this game against the Lions. 2:36 to go, third period, time to do that, but they need to improve their play, especially scoring-wise here. Toole, top of the key, now off to Marsh. Zeus, a long jumper from there, is in and out, no good. And the rebound brought down by the Lions. Now the ball deflected near half court. Lions save it. In the middle now to the Lions. They shoot, no good. As Jacob Schaffner, recipient of a nice pass from Kyle Sanders, may have hurt his leg there coming down, making that pass. And to the line will go Jacob Schaffner, the 6-foot sophomore for Marshall free throws. Free throw on its way, and no good off the front iron. Score remains 33-15. Beeman in and Jones out for Randy Bishop's ball club. A free throw coming up here for Schaffner. Free throw up and in.
Schaffner with his third point of the evening. You know, a lot of times, Steve, when the Tribe gets into this aggressive defense, they forget about the guy down low, and that's what happened on that play.
Marsh, top of the key for the Indians. And he's called for a travel. Waiting for a guard to help him out and moved his pivot foot near the top of the key. 2:04 to go here in the third quarter. Jones going to head back in for the Indians. Placing Marsh in the lineup. Lions 34, Indians 15. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. 15 points for the Indians here tonight. Lions, Burdick at the top of the key, feeds it down low underneath. Shot up by Schaffner is off the mark, no good. And Marshall comes away with a loose ball. Back out front, they come to Isaac Wood. Feed it underneath to Schaffner again. Try to bounce it down low into congestion. Balls are deflected away. And we have a 3-second violation against the Lions.
There we go.
A lot of congestion down there trying to make a bounce pass is almost impossible.
Well, if they would have passed it out to anybody on the outside or in the perimeter, I should say, they would have had a wide open shot. Every one of the Indians' defenders are down low.
Got a 33 to go, third quarter. Toole down the lane. Bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. The Indians will inbound underneath their own basket. Timeout wanted by Tim Pearson, the Marshall Lion head coach. It'll be a 30-second break. 1:30 to go, third quarter. Marshall 34, Lawrenceville 15. That's going to be actually a minute break. So again, minute 30 to go, third quarter. Marshall 34, Lawrenceville 15. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Casey State Bank is a proud supporter of our area football teams. Preparation, teamwork, and community spirit are how you define a great football team. At Casey State Bank, they practice those same principles. Their dedicated and skilled staff has been helping neighbors, family, and friends with personal and business financial solutions for over 110 years. It's what they do. Your community, your bank. Casey State Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Shopping for new shingles is the perfect opportunity to increase your home's curb appeal. Your roof can make up more than half of your home's exterior, so it should complement your home's style, color scheme, and above all else, help protect you and your family against weather elements. At Leggett Lumber and Hardware, we are proud to offer Owens Corning shingles, including True Definition Duration Series shingles with SureNail technology. So if you're in the market for a new roof, stop by Leggett Lumber and Hardware and ask about the many features and color options of Owens Corning True Definition Duration Series shingles. We'll help you find the perfect shingle to complement your home.
Play resumes here, minute 30 to go, third quarter. Indians inbound, and when they do, goes off of Wager, then off of Christian Beeman trying to come in. So the Indians turnover right in front of us here. With a minute 29 to go, third quarter.
Steve, I just want you to know if that ball would have popped this way, I had you.
Okay.
I got you. I got, it's like a glove.
That is part of your job description is to
protect my partner?
Yeah, protect me at all costs. Out front is Isaac Wood on the dribble. Indians chasing all over the floor, trying to put pressure on. Work their way back in this game. Burdick down the lane, travel. And we have a travel violation against Marshall.
Marshall's turnover number is starting to creep up. 8 on the evening compared to the Tribe's 14 so far. Tribe have 15 points and 14 turnovers. Hopefully that doesn't switch.
Tool. Feeds it on the baseline. Beeman a fall away. Right, left side off the mark. No good. Long rebound out to Wager. Noah Wager feeds it now to Beeman. And the Indians with 45 seconds to go in the third quarter go on the attack from a set play. Tool in the middle now to Osmond. Puts it up from 15. No good. Beeman battling hard underneath. And a foul charged against the Indians coming over the back.
Beeman very aggressive. Is he a sophomore? Yeah, Beeman, very aggressive sophomore coming off the bench just now. He reminds me a lot of actually Bryce Winningham from last year. He's not afraid to take a shot. He'll also drive to the hole, get you some offensive rebounds. Real hustle player there for Beeman.
Logan Williams into the game, a 5'10 sophomore for the Indians. 30 seconds to go across the timeline. The Lions, chance to hold for a final shot, but they're going to go into the middle. Jumper from 15 is off the mark, no good. Rebounded by Jones of the Indians. Jones with 18 seconds, gets it up to Tool across the timeline. 13 seconds to go. Tool on the dribble, bumped and fouled by, I think, Jaden Wallace. Yep, he was, so Indians will inbound at side court. 12.4 seconds to go, third quarter, 34-15. In between the circles is Williams. Out front, 8 seconds to go. Now that to Wager. Wager right side puts the jumper up. Off the mark, no good. Osmond attempted to put it up, and the quarter runs out. So after three quarters of play here at the Basketball Capital Classic, Lawrenceville site, score now. After three, Marshall Lions 34, Lawrenceville Indians 15. Back with the final period in a minute. You're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Sip It Beverages and Bites, located on James Street in Lawrenceville, has added coffees to its array of beverages. You can now enjoy espresso, cappuccino, Americanos, lattes, macchiatos, and mochas. Flavor add-ins are also available for any hot beverage. Now through Christmas, take advantage of Sip It's gift card special. For every $25 you purchase, receive an extra $5 in value. Gift cards are redeemable for items at both Sip It and Sweet Tea's, located at 2202 James Street in Lawrenceville.
Neal Tire and Auto Service invites you to its Black Friday and Saturday sale. Stop in for holiday deals during this two-day sale. Friday, November 24th and Saturday, November 25th. Neal Tire and Auto Service has a buy three tires, receive the fourth tire free on most national brands. Tires purchased may be installed on a later date. Anyone that takes advantage of this Black Friday and Saturday deal will also receive a 50% off voucher for an oil change at Neal Tire. Stop by 1300 Adams Street this Friday and Saturday for super deals on your vehicle. Happy holidays from Neal Tire and Auto Service.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, Steve Anderson, Brett Hartman, fourth quarter underway. Indians with the ball, trailing by plenty, 34-15. They throw it away. Here's Wood laying it up and in. Wood with a basket for the Marshall Lions.
Wood's ninth point. Connor Odell is back in the game, and he's the reason he sat the whole third period. That's his fourth turnover.
And the Indians throw it away, trying to get it to Osmond underneath. Entry pass was over his head and out of bounds. He checks out. Zeus Marsh back in for the Indians. Nothing working here for Randy Bishop's ball club offensively here tonight. 15 points. That's all they have. Top of the key to Wood, right side to Schaffner, in the corner to Burdick. Burdick double team, dribbles through it, feeds it underneath to Schaffner, and he scores. Marshall moving the ball smartly through the Indian defense. 38-15. 23-point lead. 7 minutes to go in the game. Wager out to Jones. Jones dribbles top of the key, and now a bumping foul on Burdick. And Jones will head to the line for Indian free throws. 6:58 to go in the game. Indians trail by plenty.
That's a good way to describe it.
Warren Jones has been kept under wraps here tonight. He missed that free throw and rebounded by Wood of Marshall. And now Jones kicks the ball to the defensive end.
Done a good job of doing that, though.
And Jones with only 5 points on the night.
Yep, that's what I have as well.
Three-pointer in there, made the only Indian three of the night.
And that came early on in the third.
38-15, Lions in control here. Looking for their first win in the Capital Classic. Feeding in the middle to Burdick, free throw line jumper up and in. Burdick continues to pile up the points.
Clockwork for him.
40-15. A 25-point lead for the Lions. Marsh, free throw line jumper, rolls through for Zeus.
That's got to be Marsh's shot. Pick and pop there works really well for him. If he can cut to the basket as well, he can jump out of the gym, Steve. So they need to create plays for him where he's moving towards the basket.
The feed underneath to Burdick on the baseline. Now down low, shot up and in.
Oh,
rolls
he
through.
Touched the rim. That's nope. Interference.
A basket interference against Marshall.
It's a good call by the ref there.
That gives the ball to the Indians. They have a lot of work to do here with 6:10 to go, trailing 40-17. There's a bumping foul out front. No, offensive foul.
Ooh.
Charged against the Indians.
Tool with that one. Tool not on the score sheet, but he does have 3 fouls so far. And that will put...
Marshall inbounds in half court. Indians pressuring man-to-man all over the floor, trying to come up some turnovers and some easy baskets. Meanwhile, Marshall with his big lead in no hurry. Schaffner feeds it down low, underneath, and it's shot up and in. Up and in by Schaffner. Nice pass there. Underneath by the Lions. That was Isaac Wood, 6'2 junior, with that fine pass to Schaffner.
If only we had a statistician with us, I'd love to track how many points they have in the paint against the Tribe tonight.
Quite a few. Schaffner, free throw on its way, no good. Rebounded up and no good by Kyle Sanders. Missed a close-in shot. Down the lane, here's a shot up, no good. An aggressive move to the basket by Cale Powell, 5'11 sophomore for the Indians. He'll head to the line for Lawrenceville free throws. 5:39 to go in the game. No suspense here thus far. 42 for Marshall, 17 for the Indians. Free throw up and in by Powell. More in for Wager for the Indians. 5:39 to go in the game. A free throw coming up here for Powell. Second one is off the mark. And the rebound is brought down by Wood. Quickly up floor to Wallace. Wallace, right side, feeds it in the corner to Schaffner. They go underneath to Sanders. Top of the key, three ball on the way is no good. Loose ball. Comes away to Zeus Marsh. Across the timeline, Tool. Tool down the lane, puts it up from about 15, in and out, no good. Rebound by Wood as the pace quickens here. 5:10 to go in the game. Top of the key. Left side on the wing is Schaffner. Back to the top of the key to Wood. Long three-pointer is good. On the wing by Jaden Wallace. Wallace three-pointer for the Lions. 45-18. There's a miss by the Indians. An offensively rebound by Wallace. 4:37 to go in the game. They feed it down low to Burdick in the lane. Up from 10, no good. Rebound brought down in the corner right side by Sanders, Kyle Sanders.
Good face-up defense there by Zeus Marsh down low on Burdick.
Left side on the wing to Schaffner. Feeds it to Burdick in the middle. Lays it off for Schaffner. Left side jumper is too hard off glass by Sanders. And the rebound comes to Toole. Now to Moore in the middle. Feeds to Marsh, top of the key. Jones a long three, top of the key, off the front iron, and rebounds to Wallace. And the Indians' shooting woes continue. 4 minutes to go in the game and only 18 points. 45-18. Now, ball deflected out of bounds. Or maybe not. Maybe just a bad shot off the hands of Burdick. He's going to check out.
Marsh got away with one there. He and Burdick had a nice chuckle as they jogged down the court on that air ball.
Burdick out of the game. Most likely his night is done. Big night for him. 45-18. Marshall. Ball deflected away. Marshall with a three-on-one break. In the middle here is a shot up. No good by Harper. Jake Tharp into the game. Made that good pass to Tharp. And now, I should say, to Harper. Now a foul on Marshall.
Do have a score update, Steve, on our People's State Bank scoreboard. The end of the third, only 46 and Red Hill 34.
Free throw on its way by Powell, up and in. Little Powell off the bench has two for the Indians. Second free throw up and in. Three for Powell. Another substitute for Marshall. Number two, James Strode into the game, a 5'10 senior. Off the bench for Tim Pearson with this game firmly in control. A 25-point lead, 45-20, 3:33 to go. And the ball thrown out of bounds. Wallace with the bad pass. And the Indians will go on the attack here.
Eli Ivers enters the game in for Jordan Jones. Looks like Coach Randy Bishop is getting in some secondary players, get him some experience.
Down the lane, Powell. Back to Moore, top of the key. Now back to Powell, 3:17 to go in the game. Powell left side to Ivers. Back out top of the key to Moore. Moore down the lane right side. Tries to work his way to the basket. Bumped and fouled by Ethan Harper.
I think that Ryan Moore's offense is basically trying to draw a foul. That's what it's looked like so far. Looked a little out of control on that dribble drive, but they gave him the blocking foul nonetheless.
Free throw on its way and no good by Ryan Moore. Indian 6'2 senior. Second free throw is good. Moore with 3 points in the game. Indians with only 21 total. 45-21. 3 minutes, 5 seconds to go in the contest. Jake Tharp. Long jumper in the corner. Left side off the mark by Jaden Wallace. And the Indians look to fast break. Marsh feeds it in the middle now to Moore. Throws it up there wildly off glass. And the rebound is brought down by Marshall's Kyle Sanders. 2:40 to go in the game. 45-21. Ball taken away by Toole. Toole at the other end will lay it up and in. Toole with a basket.
Skyler Toole with a couple points off the bench for the Indians.
Yep.
And Coach Randy Bishop, disgusted with Ryan Moore's plays, got Connor Gray up and ready to come into the game.
There's a shot no good by the Lions. Tipped up by Sanders. No good. And now substitutes for the Indians. contest. 35, Jarrett Winkles.
Jarrett Winkles.
And Connor Gray also into the game for the Indians. 2:16 to go in the game. All that remains to be determined, the final score. Marshall on top here, bidding for their first win here in the Capital Classic. Indians feed it down low. Winkles' jumper is off the mark, no good. And coming away with it is Strode for the Marshall Lions. Here's Strode on the left wing, feeding it down low underneath. There's a shot up and no good. And player into the contest, don't have his number here. So we have our first mystery man of the season. For 21, don't have a 21 on my Marshall roster.
Yep, I got nothing as well. And they also switched, let's see, Cole Boyer's number to 33 instead of 30, what we have in the book.
Yeah.
That threw me off earlier.
Mystery man never fails. We always have a mystery man somewhere in these tournaments.
He found us, and he's a lefty.
Free throw up and in.
I'm going to put him as lefty.
46-23, a minute 45 to go in the game. Winkles off to Powell. On the dribble between the circles now to Ivers. Right side on the wing to Winkles. Ball tipped away and intercepted by Strode Marshall. A minute 33 to go in the game. Down the lane, Strode, and he's bumped and fouled on his way to the hoop. And he'll head to the line for Marshall free throws. 1:29 to go in the game. Post-game show coming up. We'll talk about this game and hopefully have a talk with Randy Bishop, the head coach.
That'll be nice.
Free throw up and in by
Mr. Strode.
Yeah. He's in the book with a point. Another free throw on its way in and out. No good. Rebound fought for. Scramble for the loose ball. Held ball. And the possession arrow is in favor of Marshall, so they'll stay at the far end with a minute 25 to go in the game as some of the folks head for the exits here on this Friday night.
Hopefully they're saving some popcorn for us.
Oh, Wager into the game, replacing Toole for the Indians. Jumper from the corner as well off the mark, but rebounded up by the Lions. Mystery man again, going to the line. With a minute 18 to go in the game. Caden Doherty getting set to check into the game for the Indians. The bench, free throw up and in. Marshall 48, Lawrenceville 23. Going to be a full timeout, 1 minute break, a minute 18 to go in the game. Marshall in control on the People's State Bank scoreboard. It is Marshall 48 and the Lawrenceville Indians 23. Back in a minute. This is Indian basketball on Light 103 Sports.
Great. I lost my debit card.
Just block it until you find it.
How do you do that?
With Shazam Bolts from People's State Bank. I block and unblock my card so no one else can use it. And I get alerts when my card is used for certain amounts or purchases.
That sounds awesome. What's it called?
Shazam Bolts at People's State Bank. And it's free. Plus, when I go out of town, I use it to find ATMs if I need cash.
I'm getting Shazam Bolts right now.
Visit psbnewton.com for more details to keep your funds protected with Shazam Bolts. People's State Bank, your community bank.
Wabash General Hospital has an off-site for orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Patients are seen at the Lawrence County Memorial Hospital location every Friday and every other Monday from 8 to 4. Dr. Julko Fulop, Dr. Karsten Slater, Julia Corwin, PAC, and Jenna Kentner, NP. Wabash General Hospital in Mount Carmel is proud to help serve Lawrence County with orthopedic and sports medicine at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. Call Wabash General Hospital at 618-707-4360.
Back here at LHS, 49-23. Indians with the ball, trailing. Wager on the dribble, right side. Off to Powell, back to Wager. Left side of the ball intercepted by James Strode, who will lay it up and in. James Strode with a bucket. Gets a big round of applause from the Marshall fans who enjoy it when the subs get a chance to come in and play and score and do well. 53 and a half seconds to go. Oh, Wager blew a tire. We'll have to get it repaired on the bench, Indian bench. 48 seconds to go in the game. They feed it underneath on the baseline. Now back out left side to Jake Tharp. Now to Strode in the corner. Long jumper is off the mark. Rebound by Marshall again. Top of the key, Tharp. Right side to Skylar McManus into the game. Down the lane, shot up and no good.
This lefty's been playing aggressive since he's gotten into the game.
Going to the line again for free throws with 28.2 seconds to go. 51-23. Marshall. Free throw up and in. Lions extend the lead to 52-23. 29-point lead. Missed a free throw. Rebounded by Daugherty of the Indians. Outlet pass to Ivers. Across the timeline he comes to Powell. 20 seconds to go. In the middle, Daugherty lays it up, no good. By now he gets his own rebound and sticks it up and in. Off the miss by the Indians, Connor Gray. 52-25, 7 seconds to go. Ball knocked out of bounds. Last touch by the Indians, 5 seconds to go. Ball stays at the Marshall end. Lions throw it in near midcourt. And Jake Tharp holds onto the ball in the final score. Marshall Lions defeat the Lawrenceville Indians by a score of 52-25. So Marshall improves to 1-1 heading into the action tomorrow. The Indians fall to 0-2 in the tournament. So teams playing here, the four at the Lawrenceville site, Tuitopolis comes through unscathed after one day of play. Everybody else is 1-1. 52-25, the final on the People's State Bank scoreboard. We'll come back with a post-game show in about 3 minutes. You're listening to Lawrenceville Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
I am Valerie Burns, MD. I am one of the primary care providers at Lawrence County Memorial Hospital. I am board certified in family medicine. Lawrence County Memorial Hospital is a facility that is staffed by many of the physicians whom you have grown up with and who know the ins and outs of your care. These are patients that many of our providers have seen for many years, go to church with, see at ball games, attend their children's functions, and who also see at our long-term care facilities. We provide the best care for our local residents by getting to see them regularly, knowing the ins and outs of their care, knowing them as people. After you get out, we follow patients both outside the home and in our local rehab and nursing facilities as well to provide the best outcomes after hospitalization. Certain surrounding facilities use a hospitalist program where you may see a different hospitalist every day. It doesn't provide the same level of familiarity or continuity of care as seeing the same doctor on a daily basis.
Lawrence County Memorial Hospital, your local hospital caring for local people.
Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated pharmacy, has been caring for Lawrence County residents for more than 30 years. Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy is the oldest continually operated pharmacy in our area. We're committed to providing the service and care that you can only find from a locally owned community pharmacy. I'm pharmacist Ernie Rolls at Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, caring for you and about you. See us today in beautiful downtown Bridgeport.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Each year, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital and Olney Central College join forces to celebrate the rewards of healthy living with HealthFest. HealthFest 2017 will be held on Saturday, October 7th from 7:30 to 11 a.m. in the gymnasium at Olney Central College. Free screenings will be offered for blood glucose, blood pressure, eye, hearing, and bone density, among others. Cholesterol and PSA screenings are available at a reduced cost. Mark your calendars for HealthFest 2017, Saturday, October 7th at Olney Central College.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back here at Lawrenceville High School, the crowd filing out after the first day of the Basketball Capital Classic. Fans just watched the Indians lose to the Marshall Lions, suffering their second loss of the young season, 52-25. Indians struggled offensively here all night tonight, trailed 13-4 after one quarter, 20-7 at the half, 34-15 after three quarters, and they ended up with 25 points for the entire contest. Just Indians scored 48 in the opener, but well off that here in this game.
Absolutely. Let's go over some of the scoring for the Indians on the evening. Zeus Marsh with 5 points, Ryan Moore with 2 points, Jordan Jones with 5 points, Skylar Toole with 2 points, Kale Powell, with 3 points, and Noah Weger with 5 points, and also Mr. Doherty, 2 points of his own. For the Marshall Lions, Jacob Schaffner with 7 points, Marcus Downs with 2, Jesse Burdick 19 points, Cole Boyer with 4 points, Isaac Wood with 9 points, Ethan Harper with 2 of his own, Jaden Wallace with 3 points, James Strode with 3 points, and their lefty, their mystery man, also had 3 points off the bench.
All right, so the Indians struggle and lose by a score of 52-25. They fall to 0-2 on the campaign. We'll go over the scores here again at the Lawrenceville site. Again, in the opener, it was Tuitopoulos over Marshall, 60-33. Fairfield beat the Indians, 65-48. First game here tonight, Tuitopoulos running the record at 2-0 with a 58-43 win over Fairfield, and 52-25 the final here. So T-Town, as we mentioned, 2-0. Marshall at 1-1. Fairfield is at 1-1, and the Indians are at 0-2. I think I said everybody else was 1-1 earlier. That's not right. The Indians are now at 0-2 after the first day of action here. We're waiting the arrival of Indian head coach Randy Bishop.
I do have a score update.
Okay.
Red Hill loses to Olney 57-45.
So Olney gets on the board, 57-45. So both Lawrence County squads lose both games here on the opening day of the Capital Classic. Salukis losing to Salem earlier and then to Olney. They'll face Mount Carmel, the favorite over at that site tomorrow. The Salukis will be at 0-2. Okay, we'll take one more break here. Two-minute break, awaiting the arrival of Indian head coach Randy Bishop. On the People's State Bank scoreboard, it is the final. Marshall Lions 52, Lawrenceville Indians 25. Back in 2 minutes, you're listening to Indian Basketball on Light 103 Sports.
The 2017-18 flu vaccine is the first and best way to protect you and your family from the flu. Flu vaccinations can reduce flu illnesses, doctor's visits, missed work in school due to flu, as well as prevent flu-related hospitalizations. Flu vaccines are available for all general population from infant to senior. Stop by the Lawrence County Health Department Public Health Clinic at 11362 Country Club Road, Monday through Friday, and get the flu shot before the flu gets you.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way with coverage you can count on every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Ford's Photography would love the opportunity to experience and capture all of your special memories. From senior portraits to family sessions to your child's first pictures, Ford's remains the trusted name in professional photography. Now is the perfect time to schedule an outside portrait session.
Call Ford's Photography at 812-886-6949 and ask their creative team for session availabilities. Or visit their studio, 2009 Hart Street in the Memoring Plaza. Ford's is also online at fordsphotographystudio.com.
Turn over a new leaf for your benefit. Join your friends at New Leaf Fitness and Spa in Lawrenceville. We are happy to announce that the Mandarin Massage and Wellness Center is now taking appointments. The Mandarin is hosted by the best massage therapists in the area with a full menu of therapeutic massage treatments and spa services. The Mandarin pulls out all the stops for complete body and mind harmony. Check us out online and like us on Facebook. New Leaf Fitness and Spa, Lawrenceville, Illinois.
All right, we're back here at Lawrenceville High School. Indian head coach Randy Bishop joins us after the Indians lose two games today. Randy, just your thoughts on how you played in both these games.
Well, the Fairfield game, I thought we played with some intensity and got after it pretty good. They were bigger inside, and that hurt us. Hurt us not having Winningham a little bit, where we could get in there and try to defend those big kids. Guard-wise in that game, we did okay. We played okay. I think Marsh had 17, and I think if I had anything to say that we needed to really work on that game was help side defense on the lob and probably rebounding. We thought that might be a nemesis for us early, and it was. In that game, we really got hurt on the boards.
In this game, he just couldn't put the ball in the basket.
We couldn't shoot it, and then we took bad shots instead of being patient. That's kind of a credit to Marshall, though. I thought they pressured us a little bit and made us play a little bit faster than I wanted to. Sometimes when kids want to win, they press and they throw up some bad shots that you don't want them to take. The turnovers are really bothering me from the guard play, and I didn't think our guards played very hard defensively. But, yeah, I'm going to try to be positive here. We're a young team. We haven't played much together, and my job's to try to get us where we will compete. That'll be very tough tomorrow. We play a tough team who can put a lot of pressure on us. So my young guards are going to have to learn to take the pressure a little bit. And we don't have really much of an inside game right now. That's where Winningham helps us a little bit. Taylor Osmond tries, but he's coming off two knee surgeries, still a step slow. I thought Moore played well in the Fairfield game tonight. His fatigue showed up a little bit. But I think when Jones starts shooting the ball and the other two guards, maybe we'll be a little better.
Coach, heck of a spark tonight from Noah Wager off the bench. He gave you, looks like, 5 points. What can we expect going forward from him?
Well, he's probably going to play because some nights we don't match up very well in a man. I played a lot of 1-3-1 trap throughout the years. He's long, and he can help me in that position, I think. And he rebounds pretty well, and right now we're not rebounding very well. I thought the Tool kid, being a sophomore, ran the point for me at the end. I thought he did okay. Powell did a nice job stepping in and trying to look to shoot. Some of our kids, older kids, are scared.
Yeah,
I mean, you could just
absolutely.
Tell they're scared to shoot. They're a little bit apprehensive. Not because they're soft. They're just scared, lack of experience, you know. So maybe we'll get better. I wouldn't kick any dirt on us yet. It's early, and we may lose a few games before Christmas. But I think after Christmas we'll start gelling a little bit better.
All right, Randy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Okay, thank you.
Good luck, Coach.
Indian head coach Randy Bishop. Again, the Indians lose here by a score of 52-25. Again, they lost earlier, 65-48. So they're 0-2 heading into that tough game tomorrow. That'll be at 11:30 tomorrow. Brett and I will have the action for you right around that time here on Light 103. Brett, we'll see you tomorrow for the Tua Topless contest. Have a good evening, bud.
Be a busy day for us, but it'll be another game in the books for us. Thanks,
Steve. All right. So the Indians 0-2 after one day of play here in the Capital Classic, back in action tomorrow. Thanks to Bill Strode, our producer-engineer back at the Waco studio, for his good work, and thank you for listening as well. Once again, on the People's State Bank scoreboard, final, the Marshall Lions 52, Lawrenceville Indians 25. Steve Anderson saying so long from LHS.
You've been listening to Lawrence County Capital Classic basketball action right here on WAKO, a DLC Media sports presentation. This game was brought to you by Wabash Valley Services, Cunningham Young Funeral Home, Wabash General Hospital, Barner Service Center, Jay's Hilltop Grill, People's State Bank, The Port and Blondie, Scott's Health Mart Pharmacy, Carl Richland Memorial Hospital, WTHI-TV 10, Sanders Family Chiropractic,
Citizens National Bank of Albion, the Lawrence County Health Department, Sippet and Sweet Tea, Ambrough Federal Credit Union, Larry Bogue's Pizza, Casey State Bank, Rutgers Candy, and Leggett Lumber. Stay tuned to Light 103 WAKO or 99.3 FM 910 AM WAKO for coverage of the 2017 Lawrence County Basketball Capital Classic.